Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room. Here on K98.7, each week we feature a local high school from Licking County, interviewing the athletic director, coaches, players, and more, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Church Street in downtown Newark. Tonight's show is brought to you by Ship Brothers Brewing, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Pugh's Designer Jewelers, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Buckeye Games and Flea Market, Park Lanes, Wright Brothers Power, and the Toy Store. Now, here's Brian Mays with the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And a pleasant good Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room. We are live at Ship Brothers Brewing, 23 West Church Street in downtown Newark. Happy to have you alongside again on this beautiful Monday night. And our featured high school tonight, the Licking Valley Panthers. And we've got the players and a bunch of fans. Now, I've heard you at road games. You can be louder than that. So let's hear it. All we're missing are the air horns, that's for sure. It is unbelievable. 10 weeks of the regular season have come and gone. Hard to believe, but it is the fastest 10 weeks you will have in any sport. But let's recap what happened in week number 10. We'll start in the LCL Cardinal Division. It was a battle for the league championship between the Heath Bulldogs and the Johnstown Johnnies. When we come back, we'll talk Licking Valley football. That's coming up as you're listening live to the Licking County Locker Room from Ship Brothers Brewing here on Kate 98.7. And we're back talking Licking Valley football tonight here on Kate 98.7 live at Ship Brothers Brewing. And first, let's welcome in Hall of Fame head coach Randy Boffman, who, congratulations, coach, 351 victories in your illustrious career. That deserves absolutely.
It's gone fast, really fast.
Let's talk about this team. You started off 0-2, and you know we've had a couple of talks, but it seems like you really had a lot of confidence in this team because they are a team. They gelled together, they believed in each other, and when the chips are down, whether it had been a loss or down at halftime, it just seemed like nothing was going to phase this group. And as you've had a lot of teams, I'm not going to ask you to compare, but this seems to be one of the groups that you've had that's really been tight-knit.
Well, I could see that. It's started kind of back in the winter time through the spring, but really in the summer once we got everybody in there. Our strength coach Larry Miller just does a super job with the weight room, but you could see the excitement, the cohesion of the team in there, and how hard they worked. And you could tell there was a real commitment there. We knew that we weren't going to be large in numbers, that kids were going to have to play maybe more both ways, that type of thing, because we didn't have a lot of kids outs. But that didn't seem to faze them. I just saw a real determination there. It had been a fun group to be around. I don't want to say too many good things about them because we're not done with them yet. But it has been an extremely enjoyable year for me.
And the one thing that you brought up, it seemed like they, while they enjoyed being around each other, you know, they would goof when they could goof, but when it was time to get something serious done in practice, it was really a focus of this group, which I have to think is probably led by the seniors we're going to be talking to
tonight. Absolutely, and these four captains were key in that, but all the seniors, again, they not a large number of seniors. You know, we lost some along the way, which were unfortunate for that. But this group that we had really have been dedicated. And they took the younger guys under their wings. I don't see any division in the classes. The older guys help the younger guys, which we always expect that. But this group just seems like they have fun together, and that makes it much easier for a coaching staff when you got a group that's not bickering, and not that we have had that, but this team, I thought, just went out of their way to help each other out.
When you get to week 10, I mean, you knew you were going to be playing week 11. You weren't sure where or who or things of that nature. But it does seem like it's a grind to get there. And it's very hard, I think, to win week 10 just because you still have a lot going on. And you played a Licking Heights team, which can be a very Jekyll and Hyde team. They have tremendous athletes on that team. They're going to give you your best shot. So while maybe it wasn't a pretty victory, I think it's just always hard to get that final victory in the regular season. But talk about last week's win over the
Hornets. Well, it really is. You hit it on the head there. We played such a tough schedule that you're always concerned about the physicalness of your team, how you get beat down. Again, this team showed great resiliency. They knew we had a lot to play for, yet we still had a chance for the part of a league championship, which we were counting on Watkins to help us out there, but that didn't happen. Unfortunately, the other part that we were playing for, I was convinced, and I feel bad about this, I basically guaranteed them, guys, you win, and you will be playing at home. And I should have known better in all my years. You can't predict how the playoffs are going to go. But I really felt this year we definitely had a home game sewed up. So they still had a lot to play for, but just their pride, I think, was more than anything else. The seniors knew they wanted to go out on a winning note, and I thought they represented themselves well.
Let's bring on a couple of those senior captains, Hayden Rogers and Matt Lehman. Guys, thanks for joining us. Hayden, I'm not going to talk about your shirt. I'm not sure why you decided to wear such a shirt, but we'll move on from that. But I want to ask both of you guys, let's go back to week 3. You had lost a couple of tough games to Sheridan and Heath. You're trailing West Holmes, who I believe at that point had won 23 straight regular season games. You're this close to maybe being 0-3. What did you guys find maybe within yourselves, within the team, that was able to go and turn it around? Because I think it did turn the season around.
I want to start off with saying that going into that week, I remember going to school, hearing all the guys, everyone talking about, like, you know, you're going in, you're playing this team. They were looking on back when we played them last year, and we struggled against them last year. And you could just, like, you could feel it in the school almost, how everyone was just like, we're Licky Valley's a football school, in my opinion, but everyone was going back and they were just like, you're playing this team from West Holmes, like they're a good team, and they based off our first two losses. And I think going into that game, I told our guys, I was like, you know, this is just another game for us. We're 0-0 every week, and when we go into this game, like, we got to respond. We know that they're going to score, and we just got to answer back.
Matt, what do you think?
I think the biggest thing was definitely, you know, becoming underdogs in that game. Like, everyone was betting against us. Even last year before, everyone has been betting against us since, you know, a couple years back when we went 2-8, and, you know, the next season 5-6. So there was no pressure going into that game. I didn't play because I was hurt week 2, but I definitely had trust in my guys to come back and, you know, win it for us.
And you actually stole one of the things I was going to talk about. 2-8, 5-6, 7-3. Staying with it, believing in what coach and his staff is telling you, and that you guys were getting better, because you have improved, you know. It's tough to play as sophomores and things of that nature. You do earn your oats a little bit that way. So what has really driven you guys to succeed and really take that next step from when you started out?
I think definitely the biggest thing for this year was, how are you going to respond to adversity? Going even before the season, before 2-a-days, we had, you know, a couple of our key players quit, which, you know, unfortunately for them, it's just how things work. But also, everyone betting against us even before the season started. And coach was always like, how are you going to respond to adversity? And some of our younger guys, you know, stepped it up, and our seniors led. And I think that definitely driven us into week 3 and week, you know, rest of the season.
Aiden?
Yeah, I think the past, or 2 years, like the last year and the year before that, was we were there. We just had to overcome what those games were. And this year we took stuff serious in the weight room, and our guys were willing to get after it no matter what. We saw those guys stepped away, and I think it just brought us closer as a group, which we have that brotherhood. I mean, that's how we are. We're super tight. We're a small community, and I just think that we grew off adversity from those past 2 years, and that's what's made us the team we are today.
Well, you know, I consider this a compliment. It's a lunch pail group. You guys bring it, and you expect to take somebody's hit, but you're going to fight back. And I brought this up to Coach, you know, before the Granville game. Going back to the Watkins game, that 97-yard drive, that's where we got impressed in the press, because that's tough to do against a Watkins defense, which was very good, and they had you guys on the ropes, and you found ways to get back in that ballgame and found ways to win. To me, that's just one of the highlights of this season, what you guys were able to do on the road, because you were down to a very, very good football team at that point.
Yeah, Coach always tells me right before I go out, go into the huddle, tell your guys we're going down the score. So I always go I always go in the huddle. I'm always like, we're going down the score. We're punching this ball in the end zone right now. And just keeping your guys' heads up is a big thing. You know, anything that goes wrong, bad snap, drop ball, whatever, you have to pick your guys up. If you don't pick your guys up, then you're just going to let them go down. And then it just keeps continue to carry on. So you can't just let your team just make one play and ruin the game. You just have to keep going, pick your guys up.
That's definitely what you guys did. And then, Matt, you know, we talk about physicality, which is so important in every football game. When you go in sometimes knowing you're not going to be the biggest group and that you're going to have to really play your technique and your scheme, do you have to focus a little bit more on that, just understanding I've got to go this way, I've got to go that way every time for it to make it to work?
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, we're not the most biggest team. I mean, I'm the biggest guy on our line, and, you know, there's some people who look over top of me, so that's not an issue there. But I think our young O-line has the communication there, and we definitely, you know, use technique as a bigger thing than physicality, and we also, you know, have more heart and drive than any other team.
There's still games to be played, obviously, but have you guys felt like you've been able to leave something that, because there is a legacy at Licking Valley in this group, the way you've been able to improve week in, week out, year in and year out. How do you feel you've left your mark for the sophomores, for the juniors, and then for the fifth and sixth graders that look up to you guys?
You know, honestly, people have been doubting us every single first round of playoffs. I mean, 2-8 season, you know, first round exits, 5-6 season, first round exits. People haven't been expecting us to go into this playoff game to go and beat this team. And I think the sophomores coming up have definitely helped us in the long run, because they are putting themselves on our back and we're putting themselves on our back. So, I mean, that's just not much to it.
Gotcha. Hayden?
I think that this game is what determines a lot, because we haven't won, I don't think, a playoff game since, correct me if I'm wrong, 2020?
Yeah, yes, 2020.
Yeah, so I think that's a big part of this program right now, is just getting back into, you know, what's used to going in Licking Valley football, is winning that playoff game and then just keep extending on and on from there. And I think that's just what leaves a legacy.
And I'll agree with you up to a point, but again, I also think what you guys leave out on the field every week, that's a legacy too. So I hate that you put a lot of pressure on a week 11 game, because you guys really have turned it around. And I'm going to ask you, Coach, about Hayden and his development, not just as a player, but as a leader, from when he started as a sophomore to where he is today.
Well, it's nice having a, you know, a veteran out there, a guy who's been through the wars before. And I think that gives his teammates confidence. Like you say, when he steps in the huddle, I think he's got much better command over the huddle. He understands the offense, you know, as well as what we do now. So we have put more on his plate. If you're watching, he's changing a lot of the plays now. So the game of football is not just all physical ability, which he has that, But it's understanding coverages, understanding the fronts. Sometimes it's just a matter of changing the play from one side to the other because of what the front's doing, or it's changing a run to a pass, you know, that type of thing. So he's developed mentally, you know, a lot. And again, I just think that gives his teammates a lot of confidence around him. And I think they look to Matt also too as a leader up there on the offensive line. So it's nice having those guys, you know, that are leaders and they're not afraid to step out. You know, sometimes you have guys that don't really want to step out there because they're afraid of failure. These guys are willing to step out there, you know, and give it their best shot.
All right, so I'm going to ask both of you, taking off what he said, how do you feel, starting with you, Hayden, as you have developed as the quarterback of the Panthers?
I think just as times went on and as playing, as I've been playing since I was a sophomore, and so the speed of the game has definitely came to me a lot more. I remember freshman year I got brought up and I was put into a game, and I threw an interception. It was against Bloom Carroll, and I remember walking back to coach, and I said, this is a different type of speed of the game. So I think as times went on, I've adjusted to how quick the game comes at me, and I don't really let that affect me as much as it used to. There is pressure in the game, but it's almost, but I enjoy the pressure that is thrown on at me, and I feel like as I grew on as a player is just something that I really enjoy, is being put in spots where you're uncomfortable.
And so, Matt, you heard Coach talk about your leadership attributes. How have you been able to develop as a leader for this program?
It definitely is a different feeling when you have, you know, a younger O-line looking up to you. They expect you to know what you're doing, and they expect to, you know, for you to put them on your back. Like Hayden said, it's a different ball game. Going from played defensive line last year and coming to O-line is definitely something that you just have to adjust to. And yeah,
is there? I don't want to put you on the spot. Either side, you liked playing more, defense, offense?
I like playing football.
That's the right answer.
That's it.
Very, very, very good answer. Okay, so we talked a little bit about week 11. We're going to bring on a couple more of your teammates. I'll ask the same thing. It really was. I thought the same thing. I thought you were going to be hosting and things of that nature. Obviously, not nearly the long road trip that you had last year going down to Gallipolis, so you're driving one county over. It's just Monday. I know we don't have a lot of information yet about Columbus East. Is it more about what you guys are going to do Friday night than maybe the opponent until you get into some of the scouting things of what East brings to the table?
We definitely have prepared. You know, Monday practice is just walkthrough, and I think we already have our game plan. So it's just about adjusting when the game comes and about how are we going to, you know, deal with adversity, like I said before.
Caden?
I think it's a matter of coming to practice this week with just being focused all week, and it started with today, or started with Saturday morning. That's when it all started, and then now it's just more of a serious practice, getting ready, make sure the guys are watching more film than they usually do. You know, giving it our all. Coach always says it's the best time of the year. It's playoffs. It's win or go home. There's no better place than playoffs.
Coach, Columbus East, they did win a couple of playoff games last year, so they've won, I believe, 18 games over the last couple of years, a very improved ball club. Anything you can add from a scouting standpoint at this point?
Well, it's a very, very athletic group. I mean, you don't have to watch the film very long to just see, you know, how athletic they are. So, you know, it's going to be the type of game which, again, we preach all year long. It's got to be a team effort. Defense has just got to be surrounding. You don't go out and play a team like this one-on-one. You game plan, you have your pursuit angles and so on, so that no one person has to make a tackle. It's just where you're surrounding them and making gang tackles. On the other side of the ball, I mean, they play a very base 4-4 defense. So, I mean, it's something that we're familiar with. And, again, they just use athletes to try to swarm to the ball. So, You know, I think a key for us, and this is no surprise to anybody who plays us, we need to establish the run game. You know, and if we do that, then they're going to keep creeping up, and it opens things up in the passing game. So, you know, I feel very good about, you know, our situation here. It's going to come down again, like any football game, not turning the ball over. If you take care of the football, good things are going to happen.
And you guys have done a good job of not turning the ball over and very few penalties. It seems like you guys have played a lot of clean games. So we go back to preparation and practice leads to not turning the ball over and not making those mental mistakes. Has that kind of been a focus for you guys in practice, just making sure you're doing the right things?
Yeah, that's definitely been a focus. You can kind of tell by Thursday's practice if it's going to be a good game or not. Like leading up to some of our, you know, not our best games, we've had, you know, kind of crappy practices. But leading up to some of our, like, walk-ins week, we've had really good practices.
Tate?
Yeah, I know. I think a few games early, we got away with some stuff. But and then I remember in film and during films, coach and all the other coaches were correct in making sure, like, hey, like, we got to get our technique down here. We started working on more of technique towards the middle of the year, and then it just carried on from there.
Guys, we appreciate your time tonight. We're going to bring in a couple more of your teammates on, but congratulations on a great senior season, getting Valley back to where they need to be. I know you wanted a share of the league championship, but still 7-3, nothing to sneeze about. You're headed to the postseason. Best of luck in Week 11.
Thanks.
We'll come back with more, talking more Licking Valley football after this timeout. Here, live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. And rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Sainsville or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Stop into the toy store and upgrade your ride with epic savings on Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. This is Jeff Ward, and now, through October 31st, you can save on select Polaris Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, and General models. With rebates up to $3,000 and financing options as low as 1.49% APR for qualified buyers. Explore the impressive Polaris lineup during our Upgrade Your Ride sales event at the toy store, Polaris. Think outside.
Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing rates. See dealer for details. Driverless daily 16 years old without a driver's license operate.
Before you know it, we'll be ringing in 2024.
Go bowling for New Year's Eve at Park Lane. Call 740-899-4131 option 2 to make your reservations for New Year's Eve.
As we're now taking the first 30 spots on each shift.
Pick your shift.
The first shift is 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m.
$80 per lane for up to 5 guests.
Second shift is 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. for $130 per lane for up to 5 guests.
Don't be left out. Call Park Lanes today.
Must prepay for your reservation.
Now's the time to place your varsity jacket order. The earlier, the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been varsity jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street in Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good doing it. Ferris commercial-grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Visit Wright Brothers Power today. Ferris. Work hard. Feel good.
Hughes Designer Jewelers is excited to announce their new fashion line. Evocateur comes to life with vivid colors, sleek modern designs, stunning prints, and abstract watercolors. The Evocateur line at Hughes Designer Jewelers is 100% American-made, women-owned, and handcrafted by art-driven jewelers. Cuffs, necklaces, and earrings hand-gilded with 22-karat gold leaf. With so many options, you'll find the perfect piece. Visit Hughes Designer Jewelers, the place for unique, quality jewelry in downtown Newark.
Desserts Bakery, for over 8 years, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath, directly across from Wyand Avenue. Life is sweeter with desserts.
We're back talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, here on Kate 98.7.
And we're talking Licking Valley football, and happy to be joined by a couple more senior co-captains, Trent Clark and Titan Priest. Guys, thanks so much for joining us, along with Coach. And let's go back, because you heard me ask Coach about Week 10. What was it like, your final game at home at Randy Boffman Stadium, and getting a win in front of your crowd and the rest of your seniors?
Yeah, as Coach mentioned, we kind of thought we had the home game. We thought we were playing for a home game and also a shot at a shared title. So that was a really definitely a motivating factor. And then we just, obviously, we want to win, obviously. So we just come out and play our game and do what we can to come away with the win at the end of the day.
Do you have different emotions knowing it is Week 10 before you go out on the field? Because everyone tries to make it just another game, but it is senior night, and you go through all the pomp and circumstance, kind of like what homecoming is, and while you did think, you know, maybe Week 11 would be it's still at home, it still is senior night. So do you have a different type of emotions before kickoff on that game?
A little bit pregame, but once kickoff rolls, you just kind of focus on the game and lock in, and you just kind of forget about all that. Especially us thinking at the time that if you win, you get another home game. You don't really think of it as your last time. So, I mean, that definitely played a factor.
Well, at least it proves they were listening to you, because they all thought you were going to be hosting a home game.
Maybe it took the pressure off of them. I don't know that, thinking they would come back. But no, I do hate the fact that we don't get to play there again when they thought they did. So,
what about for you for senior night? Because you've been with these guys, you've been through a lot of different classes. What are the emotions like for you, Coach, on senior night?
Well, maybe a little bit more nerves, because you never know from group to group how it is going to affect them. Because like you say, I do think it is a big night. You know, it's got to be. If it doesn't dawn on you, hey, this is it, and just how quick your high school career goes, you know, guys, you know, are affected by that different ways. So I have seen some teams that I thought it really, really did bother them. You know, the two nights that I think most coaches kind of hate to see is homecoming and senior night, just because of that. You never know where their minds are completely going to be. But, again, this group, I guess I didn't have that feeling, because I just felt that they have been locked in all season long. You know, I never felt like we came out flat in any game. And in a 10-game season, you're bound to have a game or two. Maybe a little bit the Lakewood game right at the start. I didn't think we got off to a good start there. But the other nine, I was pleased the way we got off the bus or got out of the chute and played hard. So it wasn't a concern, but there's got to be extra emotions. It means a lot to them just playing this game, and you dream about it up through Biddy League. So realizing that this is it on the home field, it's got to affect them.
Both you guys, you've made very good plays on defense. You it seems like you both are aggressive. You get interceptions, you get sacks, you do the whole thing. So what are the keys to being successful as defensive players in this program?
Well, the defense we run, really any defense, football in general, it's just 11 guys have to be doing their job. This is a lot of other sports. Sometimes you can get away with having a superstar, and football is just not one of those. you need 11 guys in position. You know, we talk about the vice a lot. You know, on the out, we need a player on each side of them, then squeeze the ball carrier, and we surround and pound and make the tackle. So we need all 11 in their position to really thrive as a defense.
He has actually been more on the offensive side.
But he
can play. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So that shows his ability, and he must have been paying attention because he came in, played defense, and really got a nice pick for us. So I'll let him take it.
Yeah, talk about that.
It's similar to what Titan said, just kind of trusting the guy next to you that he's going to do his job the way you can do yours and not try to do more than your 111th. You know, just staying, I guess, to the scheme. Not trying to do too much.
I want to go back to the Zanesville game for you, where you were basically in the backfield on every play in Zanesville. Was that one of your? I mean, did you just feel like I can just get in here and just cause as much havoc as I can?
Yeah, that was definitely a really fun game, and like I had mentioned about the defense, we need everybody. Our other three linemen did a great job of staying in their passing lanes. And we just squeezed the quarterback, and I just happened to be the one who came away with the sacks there. But it's definitely, sacks are not something one person gets. It's the whole unit up front working together to squeeze it down, and someone ends up getting the tackle.
When you have a quarterback like Hayden Rodgers, what's that like? Because it seems we have a great running back in Trent Marcus, but Hayden's able to spread that ball around a little bit and a lot of different weapons like yourself and Cam and some others. So how is it nice having him back there leading the direction of the offense?
It definitely helps from a perspective of, you know, he's seeing the defense from your perspective, even though, you know, he's in the backfield and you're out wide. So it's comforting knowing that you have a quarterback that trusts you and is, you know, spreading the ball around and just making the right play. You just trust what he does is the right thing.
And you mentioned trust. Coach has mentioned trust. It seems like this group, whether it's offense, defense, whomever, you really do trust your guys next to you and this team. It just seems like there is this bond. And I know it's across football, but it seems like this group really does have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, absolutely. And a little bit of back to what Trent said about Hayden being our quarterback, and we obviously, some of those tough games, you're not going to be able to score every drive. So for a defense that we can go back out and get a stop, knowing that I trust my offense to go back down, and eventually they're going to get the job done. They're going to get us a good drive and go put it in. And like what you mentioned on that 97-yard drive, we trusted our offense, keep getting stops, and eventually they did pull through like exactly how we trusted them to do.
Well, and in that game, there were two or three opportunities where if Watkins moves the ball, it could change how that game goes. Not necessarily even scoring, but really after that first run by Banks, you shut down their offense for the most part. And even going back to the West Holmes game, where they scored 35 points, but when you guys had to make stops in that fourth quarter, you guys did. So it just seems like when this team needs to make a play, offense, defense, again, what have you, you guys are stepping up. So is that done leading up to the games? Like, you know, Mr. Lehman talked about, we know when we're having good practices in a good week, we're going to feel it. Do you guys feel the same way?
When you go into the game prepared, you feel more confident, and you just, that stress and those moments just goes away because you know what you're supposed to do, and you've done it in practice, and it's just second nature at that point. And having a defense that plays well takes pressure off you offensively, knowing that if you don't have the perfect drive, they got your back, and they'll get the ball back in your hands to make a play.
You agree with that, Titan?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Coach would testify to that. You can't play football at a high level if you're nervous or scared to fail.
Yeah.
So us being able to know that we can trust our offense and vice versa allows us to play a little more freely. And when we're in those high-stress situations, we're able to play free without stress, and that allows us to make those big plays we need to make.
Coach, I want to talk about somebody who's not here tonight but has played extremely well all season, but especially the last couple of weeks, and Jacob Wheeler, who has done a very nice job. Oh, is he here? Where's he at? Hey, there you are. Hey, I'm glad you're here. Nice job.
So watch what you say about
him. Okay, now I got to be real careful. Yeah. Well, he's done a great job as a wide receiver, but kicking the football, and he has been lights out, especially the last couple of weeks when you've needed 3 points on the board. How crucial is that to have going into postseason play?
Well, it's night and day. We've had years where we didn't have a good kicking game, and right now we're just we're living on easy street as far as kicking goes. We don't have to worry about it. But what a tremendous athlete! You know, he came into the year kicking is his love, and we knew that he was going to be great at that. He stepped up, and you know, we talked about it in the summer. Jacob, how would you like to maybe punt also? And he gladly took that on. I mean, his punting, people don't realize how important the kicking game is. It truly is a third of the game, offense, defense, and kicking. So the advantage that we've had from having him, the field goals, everybody sees that. But when you can make the offense, the opponent's offense start on the 20-yard line, statistics are that they're only going to score 16% of the time. So right there, that gives you a tremendous advantage. His punting, right up around a 40-yard average, has been tremendous. But then when Cam Walker had an injury, you know, we kind of looked at him and said, can you help us out at wide receiver? Again, we knew he was gifted, and he stepped in, and right away he gave us that deep threat. You know, you saw early on there that Hayden realized he now had a guy that he could go deep with, so it really stretched it. He's been very valuable to us. I've been searching in the freshman team, the junior high team, you know, saying, isn't there somebody down here that can kick? And we've got a couple kids that I hope he's going to be willing to work with, because now we're spoiled, and we hate to see him graduate. So hopefully he can help somebody else along the way. But extremely valuable in a lot of ways, as many of these seniors are. The thing that I love about them is that about all of them have played. You know, they come back as lettermen, some two-year lettermen. And that experience, you know, with these guys, just the experience level, you see how much more comfortable they are. So, again, it's been an enjoyable group. These two guys have been hard workers and guys that you can really count on, you know, in crunch time.
Is it hard to believe that it is just about over one way or another? I mean, you want it to go six more weeks, no questions about that. And hopefully you guys can do that. But to look now and just say, I'm in my senior season and this is the last ride. What thoughts and emotions through that?
Yeah, it's really crazy. And, you know, everybody older than you always says it goes so fast until you are that older guy telling other people that it goes so fast. It doesn't seem like that long ago. I ran through the banner for the first time, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. And then, obviously, now, last Friday was my last time doing it in front of our home fans. Our fans travel great, though, so I have no doubt that we'll fill up the bleachers over at East. But, yeah, it's definitely a factor. But, you know, now we're playing to extend our career,
right.
And that adds another aspect of fun and emotion and excitement to it.
Okay, let me add something on to that, too, before you answer it, Trent, because you want it to be fun. I mean, can you make this, I don't know how to put it, you know, there's pressure to win, sure, but you want to have fun as this comes. So can you mix that up here as you get into postseason play?
For sure. I mean, just the postseason atmosphere makes it more fun. You know, the stakes, the pressure. Like, yeah, it's pressure, but it makes the games more fun. It makes Friday nights. Just that added extra. You mean, from the players to the fans, everybody's just more intense, more into it. Everything means more. It just adds to the fun, I guess.
All right. I didn't put the other two on the spot, so you guys are the two lucky ones. To play for a Hall of Fame coach, I mean, you knew about Coach before you got into it, and now being a part of it. I know he's sitting right here, so maybe this will be the most pressure we face, but what has it been like playing for Coach Bossman?
And knowing they've got sprints to run.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really a neat thing to be able to look at the history and the things that he has accomplished before us, and now knowing that he's leading us. And it really instills, I know we already talked about trust a little bit, but I trust him with, I do what he says. I trust that it's going to be right. They've never question any instructions we're given. I know it works. It's been proven to work over the last several years. So it's really that aspect of trust.
Trent?
Yeah, it's a huge honor to play for somebody that's done so much and been there so long and coached so many great players and built this amazing program. You know, I mean, like Titan said, it's easy to trust a guy that has 351 wins. Like, it's what he's saying is the right thing because he's been there, done that. It's truly an honor.
And yet he seems to be very relatable to you guys. I mean, it's not like I go to every practice, but just in the practice, it seems like there's a very good give and take. You know who's running the show, but he knows you guys are going to drive this bus, you know, no matter what. And it just seems like there's this good relationship there. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Again,
absolutely.
No pressure. He's right here, but I mean.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. We have a great relationship with all our coaches, for sure.
I might add that I coach both of their dads who are here tonight. So I'm going through dads and sons. I'm not too far away from grandsons. I don't think I'll make that, but I'm getting closer to that.
And you guys brought up the fan base. I mean, it really is something. When we did the Watkins game, it didn't take long for the visitor side to fill, and the same thing with the Granville game. Just knowing that you're going to have that support if you're at home or on the road, what does that mean to you guys?
It definitely it means a lot. It's definitely comforting knowing that you have such a huge support base behind you, and it also just gives you an advantage because when something goes right, you hear the horns, everybody gets loud, and it definitely adds to the momentum shift that just happened in the game. Like I remember when the Lindsley came from West Virginia, them talking about our fans and just how loud they were and how much that, you know, impacts the game. When something goes right and they're just blowing their horns, cheering loud, it definitely helps.
Yeah, our fans are incredible. Honestly, I feel like we have home field advantage everywhere we go because of our fans. There hasn't been one game this year where our fans have not beat the bus to the stadium. So, you know, our bus is pulling in and the horns go ablazing. That's a really cool feeling coming in as a player, knowing you have that kind of support behind you. And it really does take some of that pressure off again because we trust our fans to show up, and they do.
Is that something that you tried to establish way back, is just a community support, community involvement? Because this is a community football program. It is exactly that.
Oh, absolutely. We want the community to be part of it. I mean, that goes way back into the 90s. You know, we used to, back then, people would line up at 3 o'clock to get in. So, I mean, that support has been there. It's a small community. I know everybody's talking about Intel and the growth and so on, but it's nice to know that we still have that small community feel. We're not maybe too many of us farmers anymore, but we're still, I think, have that identity of a close-knit rural community that is really all-American, you know, and I'm very proud of our community and the support and just proud to be part of it.
Titan and Trent, thank you. Congratulations on a great season. And Jacob, thank you. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Yeah. Coach, as always, appreciate your
thank
time.
You.
We'll wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room after our final timeout here on Kate 98.7.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good doing it. Ferris commercial-grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Visit Wright Brothers Power today. Ferris. Work hard. Feel good.
Searching for a treasure? A special trading card? How about a video game? Buckeye Games and Flea Market is the place to visit. The video game and toy section will shock you. Visit the large flea market in the back, where you'll find many vendors. You're sure to find that special treasure. New items daily. Shop early for Christmas at Buckeye Games and Flea Market, 857 South 30th Street in Heath. Open 7 days a week.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Hughes Designer Jewelers is excited to announce their new fashion line. Eva Couture comes to life with vivid colors, sleek modern designs, stunning prints, and abstract watercolors. The Eva Couture line at Hughes Designer Jewelers is 100% American-made, women-owned, and handcrafted by art-driven jewelers. Cups, necklaces, and earrings hand-gilded with 22-karat gold leaf. With so many options, you'll find the perfect piece. Visit Hughes Designer Jewelers, the place for unique, quality jewelry in downtown Newark.
Now's the time to place your Varsity Jacket order. The earlier, the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street in Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
The Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, here on Kate 98.7.
And as we wrap up, we hope you can join us for our final fall edition of the Licking County Locker Room. Next Monday, we'll be here at 6:30 at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. We'll be recapping Week 11 of the postseason. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller from the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show will be joining us. Also kind of recapping the Licking County League with the Cardinal and Buckeye Divisions. Look at our teams, players, and coaches of the year. That'll all be coming up next Monday here on the Licking County Locker Room. And, of course, Friday night, we'll have the Granville Blue Aces and the Bexley Lions from Walter J. Hodges Stadium, pregame at 6:45, and the live kickoff at 7 o'clock. But we want to wish all the Licking County playoff teams the best of luck coming up this Friday. Again, Newark at Hilliard-Bradley. Watkins will be going to Independence. We've got Heath on the road at Portsmouth West. Utica entertaining, I should say, on the road at Academy. And then, as we talked about tonight, the Licking Valley Panthers on the road at Columbus East. This is a fun time of year with the postseason getting underway. We've got you covered and wish, again, all the Licking County teams best of luck in Week 11. That'll do it for this Monday edition of the Licking County Locker Room. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Brian Mays. Have a great Monday evening. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Each week, we feature a local high school from Licking County. Brought to you by Ship Brothers Brewing, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Pews Designer Jewelers, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Buckeye Games and Flea Market, Park Lanes, Wright Brothers Power, and the Toy Store. Tune in next week to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.